Good morning. It's good to see all of you here today. We do have just a few announcements to make before we get started here this morning. And I might have you turn your attention to the bulletin just for reference sake. Also, as far as the following week, starting January 1st, we're going to try to combine. We're going to combine both of the Sunday school classes that we typically have downstairs. And I actually like to invite everybody that's an adult to join us in one large class downstairs. We've decided to just try to combine our Sunday school classes so that we're all together. That gives us a chance to fellowship, but also fellowship under the teaching of the Word and to learn together. We had been doing a Sunday school class on the book of Acts. We're actually going to pause that for some time, probably 13 weeks or so. And then we're going to actually teach, Justin Snyder is going to teach on the 1689 London Baptist Confessional. It's something that he had taught one Sunday morning when both Aiden and I were out, and then people had asked him about that. So we're going to start that on January 1st, all together downstairs in Fellowship Hall. I think that's all the announcements, though there were quite a few. Did I miss anything that anybody's aware of? All right, well, if you would then, please stand with me as we prepare to read the call to worship. As we come to the Lord this morning and we prepare to listen to God's word proclaimed through the lips of these young children, let's remember who it is that they are celebrating the coming of, the advent of Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world. And as we think about who Jesus Christ is, I think that these words that are often heard elsewhere, that maybe we often ourselves don't say that much, I think this is a good scripture for us to read this morning to remember that baby Jesus, who he is and what he came to do. So if you would please with me read John 3:16-17. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. Let us pray. Father God, O Lord, we thank you so much for your grace and your mercy, Lord, on us, that you would send your Son, a baby, to be born into this world and to lead a perfect life, but Father, to teach us and to share the gospel, your good news, that while we were at enmity with you, that you sent your Son to die for us, that we could have eternal life. Thank you for that great salvation, O Lord. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. And you may also notice this morning that the order of service is just a little bit different because of the program that we have. But I would invite you, if you would please, to turn with me in the Bible to Mark chapter 1. I'm going to be reading verses 1 through 8. And I would ask if you would please just stand back up with me as we honor God in reading of his word. This is Mark chapter 1, verses 1 through 8. Let us remember of all the prophecies of the days past and the fact that the Israelites continually rejected God. As we listen to the children this morning, and as the advent of the baby Jesus coming, also to know that we had John crying out in the wilderness about the one who would come after him, Jesus Christ. If you would follow along with me, Mark chapter 1, verse 1. The beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, as it is written in Isaiah the prophet, "Behold, I send my messenger before your face, who will prepare your way. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his paths straight." John appeared, baptizing in the wilderness and proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And all the country of Judea and all Jerusalem were going out to him and were being baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. Now John was clothed with camel's hair and wore a leather belt and around his waist and ate locusts and wild honey. And he preached, saying, "After me comes he who is mightier than I, the strap of whose sandals I am not worthy to stoop down and untie. I have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." You may be seated. Please bow with me as I pray. Father God, Lord, we humble ourselves before you, O God, great and mighty. Father, we thank you for the prophets of old, Father, that they pointed us towards Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you even for John, who was crying out in the wilderness, who was a forerunner before Jesus Christ, heralding his coming. Father, as we listen to the children this morning, Father, let us remember the Christ that has come, came to save the entire world from their sin through the repentance and through the death of his Son, Father, through the blood that was shed by Jesus Christ, and through our repentance, Father, and belief in him. Thank you, O God. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen.
Welcome to the Baptist Church Sunday School class. Today we thought we'd invite you into our Sunday School class as we learn about the first Christmas.
Hi, class. How is everyone's week? I'm so excited about today's Sunday School lesson, but first let's take a roll call. Claire Longfellow. David Longfellow. Brecklyn Kemp. Here. Matthew Fleming. Here. Lily Snyder. Here. Lincoln Kendall. Here. Zebulon Sternad. Here. Harper Whitley. Here. Katana Snyder. Here. Philip Longfellow. Here. Liv Kendall. Kale Bridwell, Daniel Kemling, Joanna Whitley, Judith Whitley, Lawrence Kendall, Esther Whitley, James Longfellow. Lydia Amarin, yeah. Rachel Fleming, yeah. Jenna Bridwell, yeah. Sophia Sternad, Saul Amarin, Brian.
Back here.
I saw some gifts being brought in this morning. Does anyone remember why we brought gifts today? Harper?
We are taking them up to Sunset Home for the residents.
Why are we taking them gifts, Thomas?
It's Christmas time, and that's what we do at Christmas time.
Giving and getting gifts is a fun part of Christmas. Thomas, why do we give presents at Christmas time?
God gave us a gift at Christmas.
What was that gift, Esther?
Jesus.
Let's hear about why God sent his son Jesus as a gift to us. Katana, can you read 1 John 4:10 for us?
In this love, not that we have loved God, but that he has loved us and sent his son to be the propitiation for our sins.
In the beginning, God created the heavens, the earth, all the plants and animals, and the first man and woman named Adam and Eve. When Adam and Eve broke the only law that God gave them, sin came into the world, and with sin came death. Sin is anything that you think, say, or do that disobeys God.
From that moment on, sin has separated us from God, but God, who loved us, didn't want things to end that way. He promised one day to send a Savior who would make a way for us to be with God again. Philip, can you read Isaiah 7:14?
Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel.
Jenna, how about reading Micah 5:2?
But you, O Bethlehem Ephrathah, who are too little to be among the clans of Judah, from you shall come forth for me one who is to be ruler in Israel, whose coming forth is from of old, from ancient days.
During the nearly 4,000 years between Adam and Eve's sin and Jesus' being born, God kept telling mankind that he was going to send a Savior. God's promises about the Savior were written down in the Scriptures. God wanted us to know that he was going to send his Son, the Savior. Did he keep his promise? Brian, can you put up the flannel graph scene for the next part of our lesson while we sing Come Thou Long Expected Jesus?
Please join us in singing Come Thou Long Expected Jesus, page 216 in the hymnal.
Liv, can you please read Luke 1:26 through 38 for the class?
In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from the God to the city of Galilee, named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David, and came to her and said, "O greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she greatly troubled at the saying and tried to discern what sort of greeting this might be. And the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found the favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord will give to the throne of his father David and reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." And Mary said to the angel, "How will this be, since I'm a virgin?" And the angel answered her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called the Holy, the Son of God."
The angel Gabriel visited Mary, telling her that she would conceive a child by the Holy Spirit. The long-awaited Messiah was to come. Almost equally amazing was the visit of the angel to Joseph, Mary's husband-to-be, who told him not to be afraid to take Mary as his wife, that the child conceived in her was of the Holy Spirit. The angel also told Joseph what the baby's name was to be. Does anyone know what that name is? Esther?
Jesus.
Right, good job. Brian, why don't you put up the next scene?
Mary and Joseph were in Nazareth, but is that where Jesus was born, Timothy?
No, he was born in Bethlehem.
Exactly, but how did they get from Nazareth to Bethlehem? Well, Caesar Augustus was the ruler of Israel, and he wanted to know how many people he ruled over. So Caesar ordered a census. A census is a counting of the people. So Joseph had to go to Bethlehem, and Mary, as his betrothed wife, went with him. Now, Bethlehem was 90 to 100 miles away from Nazareth. And remember, Mary was also expecting a baby, baby Jesus. How do you think Mary and Joseph got to Bethlehem? Lily?
By car?
No, they didn't have cars or buses or airplanes back then. So they walked. How long do you think it took them to go 90 to 100 miles on foot? Kale?
I bet I could run that in 4 hours.
Kale, even you are not that fast. It probably took them 8 to 10 days of walking. Mary and Joseph made the long trip to Bethlehem, but when they arrived, there was nowhere for them to stay because of all the travelers who were also there to be counted in the census. Sophia, can you read Luke 2:4-7 for us?
And Joseph also went up from Galilee from the town of Nazareth to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth. And she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling cloths, and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. Wait, I think we're missing something from our flannel graph. Has anyone seen the baby Jesus? Claire, is that the baby Jesus I see behind you? Can you put him up there in the manger? Thank you, that's better. Baby Jesus was born. Mary wrapped him in cloths and laid him in a manger. The Savior of the world came to us as a little baby, born in a stable, laid in a manger. There, Mary, Joseph, and baby Jesus would soon have visitors. Brian, let's change out our flannel graph board again while the bell choir plays Joy to the World. It looks like our shepherds are missing some sheep to watch. Who has sheep to add to the scene? Liv, can you read from Luke 2, 8 through 12? And Lydia, how about you read Luke 2, 13 through 14?
And in the same region, there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with great fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy, that will be for all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David, a Savior, who Christ is the Lord. And this will be a sign for you: you will find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger."
And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those whom with he is pleased."
God sent angels to announce the birth of his son. Can you imagine being one of those shepherds? They were out there in their field watching their sheep, and suddenly an angel appears and tells you these amazing things. Let's share a song about the angel's announcement that first Christmas. And Brian, can you change the scene again? Let's read Luke 2, 15 through 20 to find out what the shepherds did after seeing the angels. Sophia, can you do that for us?
When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that the Lord has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it had been told them.
The shepherds traveled to Bethlehem to see the long-awaited Savior, baby Jesus. When they got there, they worshipped him. The shepherds then returned to the fields and glorified and praised God for all they had seen and heard. Wow, what an amazing night, and what an amazing gift baby Jesus is for all of us.
At Christmas time, we usually hear about other visitors that gave gifts to Jesus when he is a little older. Does anyone know who those other visitors were? Lincoln?
The wise men.
Right. Why don't we have our three wise guys put up the wise men figures and read to us from Matthew 2, 1 through 12.
Now, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod, the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he who has been born King of the Jews? For we saw his star when it rose and have came to worship him." When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him, and assembling all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born.
They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it is written by the prophet, 'And you, O Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel.' Then Herod summoned the wise men secretly and ascertained from then what time the star had appeared, and he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, 'Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word that I too may come and worship him.'"
After listening to the king, they went on their way, and behold, the star that they had seen when it rose went before them until it came to rest over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. And going into the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they fell down and worshipped him. Then opening the treasures, they offered him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh.
David, would you like to put the star up on the picture? David, can you put it up a little higher? Maybe jump up. Brian, can you help David put it up a little higher? Great job. That's perfect.
This star was so unusual it got the attention of learned men who lived in a country east of Israel. These wise men had read the prophecies of the birth of the Messiah and decided to go find this new king. The Magi, or wise men, traveled first to Jerusalem and then to Bethlehem. God provided the same star that they had seen in the east to lead them exactly where the child Jesus was living. Does anyone remember what the Bible says the treasures were that they brought for Jesus? Zeb?
Gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
Please join us in singing We Three Kings, page 228 in the hymnal.
That brings us right back to gifts. Gifts we give and receive at Christmas can remind us of the greatest gift God has given us, Jesus as our Savior.
We hope this morning has been a gift from us to you as you enjoy Christmas Day with each gift you give and receive. Remember Jesus, God's gift to us all.